From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Another big lender has buckled under problems in the U.S. mortgage market. American Home Mortgage Investment Corporation filed for bankruptcy today, but unlike other lenders that have failed this year, American Home Mortgage didn't make subprime loans. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to tell us more. So, Amy, we've all heard about the troubles with subprime lenders, but American Home Mortgage, what went wrong for them?
Well, you're right. American Home was not a subprime lender like New Century Financial, which filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. But American Home did make a lot of what are called Alt-A mortgages. These are alternative loans made to people with good credit scores, but who maybe don't meet other requirements of the traditional A-quality loans. Normally, for example, borrowers are required to provide documents that prove how much money they make. Makes sense. But with an Alt-A mortgage, you simply state your income, no documents required. And as these loans got more popular, you saw a much broader range of borrower. I talked to Bose George, who's an analyst with Keefe, Bruyette & Woods. He says during the housing boom, lenders started loosening their standards.
I think a lot of people were willing to make this loan when home prices were going up because that took care of a lot of these of the risks of these high-risk loans. But now with home prices flat or down, it's become clear that having borrowers who state their income is, a recipe for trouble.
So just as in the subprime market, we are starting to see some of these borrowers falling behind on their payments, you know, people with good credit scores who still got in over their heads. But the surprising thing is, Bose says it's not really the main source of American Home's troubles.
So what is?
Well, lenders make a lot of their money by selling their mortgages to other banks, and they're often repackaged into various kinds of securities that are then sold on to investors. And demand for loans in this so-called secondary market has basically ground to a halt. What's happening in the subprime market has made investors wary of any kind of risky debt. So American Home essentially couldn't raise enough money to pay off its own creditors and had to seek protection from the court.
Amy, how many other lenders make these Alt-A loans, and might we see more bankruptcies in the future?
Well, another lender that specializes in these loans is a company called IndyMac, which is based in California. And last week, that company said its second quarter earnings fell by 57%. It's laid off 400 people. And a lot of big banks like Wachovia and Wells Fargo are scaling back their Alt-A lending. But obviously, those banks have other streams of income to keep them afloat. It's really the non-bank lenders like American Home analysts are worried about.
Thanks so much, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.